Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning. It's another beautiful day. We're here in Indiana today. We were working with a blessing 16 beautiful women last evening at a wonderful event, and I was playing the harp for one of the episodes of Alternative Healing Methods. So. And the harp does have very much healing qualities. So it was kind of fun to be part of that. A good friend of ours, Elena, asked me to come and do this. So it was kind of fun to be with them all. And we'll spend the weekend with them. We have another service that we'll be doing this weekend as well. So, and then I think we're going to head home. But you never know. So this week, I wanted to finish out the Psalms of Moses. We have Psalm 99 and Psalm 100. And both of these Psalms are encouraging us to exalt the Lord our God. And I was looking up the word exalt in the Hebrew. And it has this idea of lifting up or taking to a higher place, or making his name above all others, or his depending on him more than anybody else. Or so I think you get the idea, that our Heavenly Father, it's a good thing for us to make him number one in our lives. And David certainly understood that when he wrote his Psalms. And I think Moses, if this truly is a Psalm of Moses, then he certainly understood that as he watched God move the children of Israel from Egypt to the Promised Land through an amazing set of circumstances over 40 years, and miracle after miracle. So it's interesting how many times in the scriptures the Exodus is referred to as proof of how capable our Heavenly Father is. And I think as we look at our news items today, we can be assured of that same thing. So we'll be concentrating on Psalm 99. And so First of all, let me just start reading it, and then we'll listen to the music of it. And so let's start Psalm 99, verse 1. Yahweh reigns, the Lord. The word there is Jehovah, Yahweh, however you want to say it. Somebody reprimanded me for not saying it right, the last one, and we'll just make a statement here. I think our Heavenly Father knows what His name is and how to say it, and probably none of us know exactly how to say it, so let's just cool off on that a little bit, okay? I know He's my daddy, and that's what really counts. I have a relationship with Him, and I hope you do too. That's the whole point of me doing these, is to encourage a relationship with our Heavenly Father. So, my Heavenly Father reigns. Let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. Yahweh is great in Sion, and He is high above all the people. Interesting how we're getting these words, exalt, high, all of these ideas of our Heavenly Father. Let them praise Your great and terrible name. That word terrible is Yirah, and it can be more, it can be frightening, but it can also be revering as well. And I would suggest that it's frightening if we're not in a good relationship with Him, and it's awesome if we are in relationship with Him. It's kind of an interesting word that can be a positive or a negative depending on our relationship. And it is holy. His name is holy. The king's strength also loves judgment. You establish equity. You execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. And that Jacob is a reference to Israel. Exalt You, Yahweh, our Elohim, and worship at His footstool, for He is holy. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon His name. They called upon Yahweh, and He answered them. He spoke unto them in the cloudy pillar, and they kept His testimonies and His ordinances that He had given them. You answer them, O Yahweh, our Elohim. You were an Elohim that forgave them. You took vengeance of their inventions. And that's an interesting phrase, their inventions, or their exploits, or their performance. And took vengeance, that word there is punished. So when they were off base, You punished them, and that punishment was always to bring them back to the relationship again. Exalt Yahweh our Elohim and worship at His holy hill, for Yahweh our Elohim is Kadosh, holy. So that's Psalm 99, and I will play the music for it here, and then we'll come back for Psalm 100. So that's Psalm 99. And I like that phrase, they called upon him and he answered them. You know, I was in Thailand several years back, and I was working with a young man that was kind of troubled, and he had been thrown out of schools, and his parents had sent them to the orphanage to see if he might be able to see that some people who didn't have much appreciated life more. And he said, you know, I hate religion. And I said, you know what, I do too. And he looked at me, he said, what do you mean? And I said, I thought you were religious. And I said, I hope not. I said, to me, religion is what gets in the way of relationship, and relationship is what's the most important thing. And he said, well, I don't even believe there is a God. And I said, well, I do, because I've seen him work in my life. And he said, well, he's never done anything for me. And I said, well, that's probably because you haven't asked him. And then I told him a story about when Shirley and I were in China, and we actually were transported in the instant of a second out of a dangerous situation about 100 yards on the other side of a fence. And I said, when you see God do those kind of things, you cannot deny that he exists anymore. Now, you may not be getting exactly what you think you're supposed to get at the time you think you're supposed to get it, but that doesn't mean that God is not there. And one of the things in relationship that we learn is how to trust our Heavenly Father, trust his timing, trust his way of how he's going to fulfill our needs. Sometimes our needs are not what we really need. They're actually wants, and something that we think we need, but it's actually what we just want, and we could quite nicely live without them. And our Heavenly Father knows those things, and if we trust him, he will take us down that path of taking very good care of us. But sometimes it's going to be a challenge. Because, you know, at the end of the day, he's not so much interested in our comfort as he is interested in our character. And that's something we need to remember when we're tempted to be discouraged and think that God's not listening. Sometimes we need to turn our focus inward and go, okay, what is it that our Heavenly Father is asking of us? Has he given us an assignment that we have yet to obey or to fulfill? Maybe he's waiting for us. So that's something that I know I catch myself in sometimes. And I thought I would just share that with you, because I think it's something that happens more frequently than we'd like to admit. So the second psalm is quite a short psalm. And it's a really fun song. I surely, when we were recording this, she had some suggestions about how to make it sound like a procession. And so we did that in the recording studio, and it was kind of fun. And I think you'll enjoy it as you listen to it. But the psalm says, a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto Yahweh, all you lands. Serve the Lord Yahweh with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know you that Yahweh, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Which is a very reassuring thought, because if you think about how well a shepherd takes care of his sheep, then here we are. Our Heavenly Father calls himself our shepherd. Yeshua called himself our shepherd. And so knowing that, we can be very comfortable knowing that he's going to take very good care of us. Sometimes we're going to go up rocky paths, but he's still going to take care of us. So here comes the fun part. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for Yahweh is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations. That's the fun part of entering his gates, and that's what we try to reflect in this music. So listen to the music of Psalm 100. Thank you. So as the trumpets, the shofars sound, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So let me just leave you with a couple of thoughts for this week. First of all, there's coming a time when we will literally be entering his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. If we remain faithful to his call on our lives, if we maintain our relationship with him, if we allow him to continue to be Lord of our lives, then that is what we have to look forward to. And it's not just up high in the sky. Our Heavenly Father takes care of us every day of that we live. And even though things look kind of dim sometimes, and I have to tell you, the news headlines have not been very encouraging lately. Even though all of that is true, what is even more true is the future that our Heavenly Father has in store for us. And all he asks from us is that we believe him, that we accept his word, and order our lives on the basis of what he has told us. Because after all, he just wants to be a good daddy for us. He just wants to protect us and keep us safe. And he wants to develop us into mature children of his that he can be proud of and he can rely on to operate in his industries throughout the universe. Sounds pretty awesome, but that's what he has in mind for each and every one of us, hope and a future. Be blessed in your week. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.